be a billionaire. Like, I don't really care. I'ma be a billionaire. Like, I'ma be a trillionaire.
Welcome to the I Love Recruiting Podcast with your host, Adam Roach.
Welcome back to the I Love Recruiting Podcast, everyone. I am your host, Adam Roach. And guess what? We have a return guest today, someone that is near and dear to my heart. And you are definitely going to want to sit down and take some notes because Miss Sally Holder is going to rock your world. Sally, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. I'm delighted to be here. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. My pleasure too. So let's dive right into it. I want to go right into hitting rock middle. I want to go into your coaching. I want to go into everything you are doing to inspire people pretty much all around the world. So to tell us who Sally Holder is. Bring us up to speed with what you're doing.
Yeah. So I am an author. I wrote a book called Hitting Rock Middle. January, USA Today named it one of the top 20 books to change your life and your business in 2021.
I did not know that. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you so much. Very excited and proud of that, mainly because it's going to give more people an opportunity to read it. And I always find that they learn something about themselves. And really, that's the goal. I do provide coaching. Majority is through a 90-day coaching program called The Revenue Roadmap. And the idea is that the book will inspire you to create change and desire change, and that the Revenue Roadmap will allow you to be able to take your business to the next level and actually execute and implement that change that you've been desiring. So I love what I do. I'm obsessed with making people more money. And making their business easier as well. You know, I think that over my years of coaching entrepreneurs, I've learned that there is a misnomer that it has to be hard, it has to be miserable, and in order to achieve a very high level of success, both monetarily and, you know, in your impact. And I just don't agree with that. So mm-hmm. I want to help people be able to do both without being miserable.
Right. You know what I love about this, and I'm sure everybody can already feel it. You have a massive passion around this, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I do. I am obsessed. Like I said, I really am. I mean, I study it all the time. I'm just constantly in, you know, new books, new podcasts, just gathering new information for, you know, to be able to share with people on how to make business better and easier.
Mm-hmm. And so I want to pause where we are right now. And I want to share with everybody. So we've known each other, can you believe, almost 10 years?
That is crazy to 10 me.
10 years. And to give everybody a little context, Sally and I were neighbors in South Carolina in Mount Pleasant. And just a dynamic individual from the very moment that I met you. I knew you were an amazing person. So I want you to share with everybody, Where did this passion come from? Where did this stem from? Where did all this come from? Because again, this is who you are, and this is how I've always known you to be. So where do you think it stemmed from?
You know, I think that it's just innate in who I am. You know, I'd always been sort of someone that was interested in achieving and, you know, being that kind of type A overachiever. I think that I took that for a very long time and followed what I call kind of the societal model of success and mm-hmm. went and put it into the corporate world. And I, you know, checked every out, you know, external box, right? All of the things that are allegedly going to drive fulfillment. Got a law degree, went to Vanderbilt, practiced labor and employment law with one of the largest law firms in the country, and then hated it. And so, you know, I didn't want to live that way forever. And I thought that there had to be a better way. And so once I, you know, tapped into what I call my internal vision for success, internally who I fundamentally am. I think that that part of myself had gotten really dulled out and drowned out because, you know, I had to sort of put on a mask every day and pretend like I wasn't who I was, that I wasn't this entrepreneur. And I lost that for a long time. And so right now, when I get to be as authentically myself as possible, and, you know, I get to be excited, and then I want to share that with other people and say, you don't have to fit into a box. You don't have to be, you know, a certain way. You need to be authentically yourself. If that's passionate, great. If it is more, you know, reserved, that is great too, right? We don't need to all be cookie cutter versions of someone else that you see that's achieving. You need to be you, and that will allow you to achieve the greatest version of your potential possible.
Love that. So all of our listeners right now, I'm sure there's some people out there that are listening that have this mask on, this proverbial mask that you spoke of, right? And maybe they haven't seen or felt or understood their internal vision yet. So what would you say to a listener right now that maybe has their mask on? What would you say to help them take that mask off and really see their true self? What would you say? How'd you do it?
So one of the things that I really learned is that, you know, we knew, or most people I find knew at a very young age who they were, right? And they, you know, had a certain, you know, penchant to do some things, right? So I kind of lean back on the fact that as a, I believe it was a 7-year-old, 8-year-old, my mom still tells the story about the fact that we had moved into a beach house in on Isle of Palms. She had taken the furniture and put it on the road, and I had decided that there was an opportunity there to sell it. And so my twin sister and I had actually gotten on the side of the road and started selling the furniture that she was going to get rid of at age 7 and 8. And we did. And then from there, you know, we had the lemonade stand, etc. And so instead of following that organic nature, right, who I was just built to be and put on this earth to be, you know, I started listening to what everybody else said I should be. And so one of my number one tips for people is to go back to who you authentically were, right? Before the world told you who you should be, think through what came naturally to you. Think through the things that, you know, you fundamentally always said, maybe as a child, you wanted to get to or wanted to be or desired to have, and that you sort of put away for a while, believing that that would be something that you would only get to do only when, right? I'll do this when I have achieved success or after. And what I would argue is that was the road you were meant to be on all along, because when you were doing that thing versus holding off and creating like a delayed sense of happiness, then, you know, you're just that, right? You're losing your happiness along the way, along the journey. Instead, you know, oftentimes I'll just have my clients write out on just a you know, notebook piece of paper, you know, answering some questions like, you know, when you were a child, what did you love? You know, what were some of the things that, some of the limiting beliefs around that, right? Did people maybe, you know, very often, especially for entrepreneurs and creatives, they are especially told, you cannot have this until you do that, right? You cannot have, you know, the ability to sell your art and paint and love what you do until you've made a living, right? Then you can go and do the fun stuff. And you know, I just don't believe any of that's true. When you can take off the mask, you can connect back to who you were originally, then you can be able to utilize some of those organic, natural talents out in the world. And that's what we need more people doing. I think that there are a lot of pissed off people on social media because they see other people doing that, right? They see other people who are getting to live, right, their passion and their truth. And instead of realizing that if they're angry and frustrated and they're trying to take it out on someone else, that really that stems from a lack of happiness themselves, of, you know, they ought to turn inward and think, well, why am I wanting to, you know, be mad at the other person because of what they're able to achieve? It oftentimes stems from the limiting belief or the lack of belief in themselves that they can have and do the same. And so, you know, what I'm always saying is if you feel any of those feelings, it really stems from likely a limiting belief that that vision is impossible for you. And it's simply not. It is bullshit.
That's okay. Yeah.
Yes.
I agree. I definitely agree with you. I Love Recruiting podcast listeners, listen up. My man Frank Mitten in Atlanta, Georgia is doing something absolutely amazing. He's taking his time, his resources, and actually his money to help local kids stay in shape. Here's what he says. He says schools are closed and these kids want to stay in shape for next year's sports. So what is Frank and his trainers doing? They are paying for the kids' gym membership. They're paying for the training time and they're paying for all of the equipment. The kids call themselves the 138 Power Team, and Frank needs our help. He's doing a fundraiser right now for popcorn for these kids. So listen to what Frank has to say and go support him.
Hello, everyone. My name is Frank, and I would like for everyone to help these young athletes who are part of the 138 Power Team with their fundraiser. If you would like to help and enjoy some delicious popcorn, go to poppinpopcornonline.com. Click shop. And the seller ID is 761-951. Thank you.
You know what I had as you were just speaking there? It's the mask, right? That not only the proverbial mask that then we have to put on because of society or parents or whatever it may be, that then as we become these we'll just call ourselves adults, right? As we become these adults, we can actually revert back to our former inner child, almost, if you will.
It is.
Say, hey, listen, we can go play in this space now because now maybe we have the resources, the knowledge, the money, what the skill set. What would you say to someone though? And this is a simple question. I'm sure you come up with this, get this all the time. I just don't have enough money. I just can't.
Oh my gosh.
Sally, I want to take this mask off. I just can't afford to. What would you say to someone?
There are always going to be two things that every single entrepreneur uses as an excuse, which is I don't have the time or the money. Those are the number, you know, fundamentally, that's what every person comes down to. And we have created, again, those roadblocks because of what we fundamentally fear is on the other side of it, right? We fear that if we put ourselves in a vulnerable position in any way, shape, or form, that we will fail, you know? And what I say to people is, I hear what you're saying, because anytime I hear the statements, I don't have time or money, I know immediately that they are just operating in a mode of fear, right? I'm scared. So really what I'm hearing is them say to me, I'm scared. And so, you know, I immediately have a little bit of empathy and I tell them, hey, I hear where you're coming from. But, you know, I know what's at the root of that because I lived like that for a very long time too, right? That's how I know. But at the end of the day, what we're truly scared about are the two self-centered fears, right? The fear of not getting what we want or the fear of losing what we already have. And so what I tend to address with them is let's talk about those instead of talking about the money, right? Because fundamentally I tried the other version. I tried like mapping out all of the revenue. I tried showing them factually how they can earn more in a shorter period of time and all of that. And none of that convinced them. Right. And so I learned quickly, it wasn't actually the money that was driving that. It's the feelings behind the money, the feelings that the money represents. And that is the money represents a feeling of success. And so what they're really saying is I'm scared of losing something I already have, right? I'm scared of losing the success or the perceived success I currently have. And so I try to address that and say to them, you know, what's the worst that could happen, right? Let's play the tape forward. What is the absolute worst that can happen? And, you know, I jokingly say this, but it's true. Like our brain goes from 0 to 10. And so our brain tells us, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to lose everything. I'm going to be homeless. Like I'm not going to be able to drink Starbucks coffee anymore. Like the worst is going to happen. Right. And so I say, well, let's just like roll all the way through that. Like, and see if you actually can get to that place where you are homeless. Like, and then what they realize is that, you know, that when we can play the tape all the way through, that that's not going to happen. What will likely happen is that they will be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And what will likely happen is that there might be periods where they might not, you know, splurge on the designer clothing, or they might feel a tinge of discomfort of, you know, not being able to buy some Louis Vuitton. But what is more likely going to happen is that, and what I find is that they were spending unnecessary amounts of money to mm-hmm. fulfill the lack of happiness, right? Mm. Way more than they were willing to acknowledge. And so the cutback on the revenue potentially was negligible, right? That they still could pay all their bills and they could pay everything that they needed to pay. And that, you know, all of the extra money that they are now not receiving for a short minor period of time was actually being wasted and thrown away anyway, because they had to spend in order to fill, right, that lack of fulfillment that they were experiencing. So, you know, at the end of the day, the money is only a representation, right, generally of your fear, right, and that external validation that you're kind of looking for. When you internally are following your passion and doing what you're meant to do, right, the money ultimately just becomes a really great perk, right? A really great reward. And I have seen it time and time and time and time again, and frankly, never been proven wrong on this, and I'm sure you haven't either, which is, you know, yes, that short period of time may exist, but what is on the other side of that is monumental riches, right? More than they could have ever possibly imagined, because they're authentically doing the thing they were meant to do. And then, you know, the rewards are, you know, incredible, both in fulfillment and in, you know, the monetary success. But you got to be willing to, you know, trudge what I call that discomfort zone, right? Between where you are now and where you want to be. And if you aren't willing to walk that, then let's just call a spade, nothing's ever going to change.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think you nailed it with, I mean, I circled it really, really big here. The feelings, right? The emotion that is driving people to live this life, or to keep this mask on, is what drives people to live this lifestyle that they know isn't correct. To be this to have this law degree and to be this lawyer that you don't want to be, right?
Yeah.
Which is what you went through. And what's really powerful about this, and I have no doubt that our listeners are hearing this, the I Love Recruiting company is made up specifically of recruiting. And we have a vision statement, Sally, that says, we will empower recruiters, with an asterisk, to change 100 million lives. And the idea with the asterisk is we say that everyone is a recruiter, right?
Yeah, true.
So even in your space, you are recruiting people to change their lives and change the way that they're feeling about something. And that's what we do in the recruiting space, is we get them uncomfortable so they can see that. Okay, I want to transition now. I want to go into the book, Hitting Rock Middle. I want to know about the title. I know about the title, but I want our listeners to know about the title. Tell us more about that title, because I love it.
Yeah, so, you know, I just thought very long and hard about this middle space that exists oftentimes in our career, right, where people get trapped. And that middle space is often not talked about, right? We talk a great deal about rock bottom and the fact that, you know, that's dangerous and that, you know, people ought to get out of that space. Everybody agrees with that. And then we talk a lot about, right, the pinnacle of success and put that on a pedestal. But there is not a lot of, you know, discussion around the person who is trapped in a six-figure paycheck, right? No one feels sorry for that person and says, you know, I hate my life. And yet we have thousands upon thousands, if not millions of people trapped in that middle ground every day. And what I would argue is that we're losing their potential every day, right? We're losing the gifts that they were put on this earth to give us because we had not given language to that middle space. And so I really wanted to give terminology and language to it, because what I found, statistically speaking, is that if there is a term for it, people will talk about it more often. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to give kind of shorthand language to the idea that it's okay to be miserable in that space. It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to want to change from that place. Because I think it is even more dangerous than rock bottom. And hear me out on this. It is because at least at rock bottom, people are coming to get you, right? The rest of your family, friends, et cetera, are like, let's get everything out on the table. Let's change stuff. But at rock middle, what I find so dangerous and trapping is the fact that no one wants you to change. In fact, most people are discouraging you from changing. And here's a really good example. I'm coaching two teachers who are actually transitioning into becoming leadership coaches and talking specifically about the idea of resilience in leadership. And their families, their friends, their spouses are all looking at the fact that they are 8 years, 8 and 9 years away from being able to gain a pension from teaching. Now, both of them are principals. And so my work with them is about, yes, the development of their program, but also simultaneously the ability to talk to their family and get them on board with the creation of the change.
Right.
But every single day, they're having to fight the resistance that everyone else is throwing at them, saying, why would you do this? It's so silly that you would leave. Don't step away from that. And that's what rock middle is about. It's having to face everyone saying, this is the most ridiculous idea ever. And I'm sure that as a recruiter, much like my situation, that you're facing that all the time. Right? Sure. You're encouraging people to change and the rest of their friends and family are saying, this is insane. Why leave your job practicing law to go sell real estate? That seems asinine. Mm-hmm. And so, that's why I wanted to create this terminology and write the book, is so that more people could say, you know, I know that it seems ridiculous, but this, you know, rock middle is a real place. Yeah. And you know, if you can explain it to your family that it comes with a lack of fulfillment and that on the other side of it, you know, and only creating change from that place will lead to fulfillment and happiness, then I think that we can help a lot of people. And you guys do that by recruiting. I do it by coaching, right? And like Adam said, I mean, it's all just, we choose a different vehicle to use, but we're all getting them to the same endpoint.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Okay. Transition. Tell me about your coaching. So what are you doing in your coaching space? How are people transitioning from their rock middle to now their new rock high, right? Cause we're going to get to a new rock high, breaking through that ceiling. Walk us through what is that format? How can people, I want to know how people can get involved, because I want to help people get involved. And I want changing, right? I want to help people change their lives. So tell us what your coaching program looks like.
Yeah. So I've really identified kind of three major areas that people need to address. One is that there is this fundamental resistance to creating goals. I think you and I have sat and talked about this for years, and how we can change that, because we know that that is absolutely one of the key steps. And so I've created a self-directed course called the Goal Getting or Goal Getter course. For people to be able to do that. And I love that. It comes with a workbook and video content that I'm giving them to do, to be able to develop their goals, get back in touch with who they are and where they really want to go. Because I think that we are having this epidemic too of, you know, setting lower goals, right? Mm-hmm. Goals that are too low. We're not willing to dream as big as maybe we once were. I don't know if we ever did, but I can speak to now saying that I feel like people are being so cautious because they don't want to put themselves out on social media. They don't want to say that they want to go for these massive goals. They're trying to be conservative. And so I'm trying to get them to break out of that and learn how to not only set these goals, but really achieve them. And so I walk them through the process that I use to set up and achieve every goal that I've ever had. Cool. And then The second piece of the puzzle is what I call the confidence creator. You know, I have a, I talk about this a lot in the book, but the idea that success can only be achieved when we have a deep belief in ourselves, right? It is the deep belief in what we do, instead of, right, only believing when we sell it, right? Only believing when the other person on the other end says yes. Instead, it has to be this rock solid foundation upon which every other level and every other tactic that you acquire along the way is added upon, right? Your tactics and understanding about real estate can come above that, right? And built on top of your fundamental rock solid belief in yourself and confidence. And so, and I think a lot of people are really missing that, you know, the growth of imposter syndrome and being able to just see fundamentally what so many other people are doing and compare themselves creates, right, a lot of that lack of belief. And so I wanted to pour everything that I knew about that, you know, internal development into a program. So I created that, also self-directed. And then my signature program is this 90-day coaching program called the Revenue Roadmap, because, you know, once you have goals, you know where you want to go, once you have this deep belief in yourself, then you really are ready to amplify the results that you're getting in your business. And so, you know, I take them through, you know, a three-step process within the 90 days, right? The first 4 weeks is really all about, you know, the development of their revenue stream, understanding everything about how, you know, where leads are coming from, what is their overall revenue, where do they want it to go, how can they diversify their revenue streams to incorporate new revenue streams, maybe some passive income, how can we do all of that to expand their reach. And then in the second 4 weeks, we really work on customer acquisition. We talk a ton about understanding their niche, understanding, you know, the customer that they are attempting to serve, how we can pull them to the customer to them like a moth to a flame with the use of the correct messaging to do that. So I give them all of the formulas and the format to do that. And then the last part is, okay, now let's launch this, right? If it's a new revenue stream, or if it's just simply the, you know, tweaking that we've done along the way of your current revenue stream and your approach, let's launch it out into the public, see how it goes. Because, you know, success isn't about necessarily always having to have a new product or project. It's about the development of your processes. And so, you know, we do that a great deal in the program, and finally want to get you putting it out there into the marketplace so that this is a just a well-oiled machine of revenue kind of that comes around, you know, depending on each person every month, every quarter, every 6 months. And it's a lot of fun.
I want to sign up. I'm ready to start right now. I want to increase. So 90 days, gang. That's what it was. 90-day revenue roadmap. And you just heard the three-step process there. Miss Sally Holder, this has been fantastic. I mean, this time has literally flown by.
I know.
Flew by. So, gang, here's what I want to do. I want to do something for the listeners. I want to do something to continue to grow all of you. I want to buy Hitting Rock Middle books for people, Sally. And I want to do it for the first 5 people that somehow, some way get in connection with you. Now here's the crazy part, gang. So this is going to happen twice. So we're going to do this. So 10 books, because this podcast will drop next Wednesday. So podcast listeners, you're not going to miss out if you're not watching this in the Art of Recruiting right now. So Art of Recruiting people, Sally, what should people do to go get one of these 5 books? I want to buy them.
They can message me on Instagram. That's always the easiest. Yeah, follow me on Instagram, at Sally Holder. Yeah.
Okay. So at Sally Holder. Do you want to spell it for him? Just so.
Yes, you're right. SalliHolder. You can head there. And then my website is growwiththebrim.com. Growwiththebrim.com.
Perfect. Okay, so go to her Insta, go to Sally's Instagram right now and DM her and just say free book. And she'll let me know and I will pay for those and we'll get that going. Now, the people that are listening to the podcast a week from now, Sally, should they do the exact same thing? Go follow you on Instagram. Y'all got to follow her first of all. Don't just DM her and get the free book. Go follow her and then get the free book. Sally, make sure that checks and balances there, please. I know what they'll do.
I will. Someone is already messaging me, so get on it quickly. Excellent. I know.
Okay, so same thing. I Love Recruiting listeners. Go to Sally Holder Instagram, follow her, DM her, and say free book, and I'll get those books. She'll get those books out to you, and then she'll just bill me. Yay, fun. Okay, good. Sally, thank you for your time. This has been amazing. I know our listeners have really loved this, and I've loved it. And come back to Charleston, please. She moved away.
Come back now.
Come back, please. Tell the family I said hi, and we'll have you back on. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Everybody, my name is Adam Roach. I have been your host here, and this was with Sally Holder. See you. Bye.